Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kay Johnson Smith joining us from the Animal Agriculture Alliance after this. Indestructible, the hay conservers bale feeders from Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Bob Studebaker tells us stop wasting time and money on those cheap ring feeders.
We have probably one of the most expensive hay feeders on the market, but we have a 10-year guarantee on it. I've never heard anybody give a 5-minute guarantee on their hay feeder. But and most hay feeders that you go down to the feed store and get, 2 or 3 years, if you're lucky, is what you'll get out of them. I guarantee 10 years, most likely. If you're just halfway decent with it, it's going to last, you'll be passing it on. So how cheap is it? Do you buy a feeder that's a few dollars cheaper and replace it every 2-3 years? Or do you buy a feeder that's you never have to replace?
Go Bob Pipe and Steel's got flatbed trailers, fencing, and you can build your dream corral online at GoBobPipe.com. Call them 877-851-2365. Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Back in December, the Food and Drug Administration put into place two guidance statements that had been out there for several months before that, as well as a veterinary feed directive that they are calling voluntary in nature, but expecting the animal health industry to comply with them. If they don't, FDA officials said at the time back in December that they would pursue mandatory regulatory action on these particular statements. According to Kay Johnson Smith with the Animal Agriculture Alliance, the ag industry is on board with trying to tighten up on the usage of medically important antimicrobial drugs when it comes to food production.
Absolutely. The animal health companies as well as the producer community have been very engaged in the process, been very active in talking with FDA, USDA, and they have been supportive. They understand that they don't want to create any further concerns about public food, health issues or antibiotic resistance. And if this is a way to sort of show the confidence or show the commitment that the industry has to protecting public health, then they were willing to do that. They understand that that is a very small use within the animal health products anyway, within animal agriculture. So they were very comfortable in making those changes.
When we think about the whole issue of antibiotics, that continues to be kind of a very emotional issue. It seems like we've got a lot of folks that get really upset when you start thinking about any use of antibiotics within the animal agriculture industry.
I think the public really needs to understand that it would be cruelty if we did not treat animals to protect their health. And it would be inhumane of the industry to not use antibiotics. What really is a big concern from a public perception standpoint is that companies are saying products are antibiotic-free. Well, all antibiotics, all food products are antibiotic-free, and this is because we have so many layers of measures in place that really are meant to guard public health and ensure that the safety of the food. So when you read something that a food product that says antibiotic free, well, know that the products that don't have that on there are also antibiotic free.
Kay Johnson Smith with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Now, Food and Drug Administration guidance that was released this last month, basically the animal health industries have 3 months to respond to FDA as to whether or not they're going to comply or not. It looks like everybody pretty well is lined up in that regard. Now the companies are being given 3 years to actually comply with the directives. Now, we also had the opportunity to talk with Kay Johnson Smith about some other things going on affecting animal agriculture right now, especially at the state level. Lots of initiatives, proposed constitutional amendments, and more.
The animal rights community has been so actively engaged in the legislative process, and we anticipate 2014 being an even more ratcheted up level of activity by groups like HSUS and other activists. With recognizing that the overall public is generations away from the farm community, they really are easily sold a bill of goods by these animal rights organizations. it really is important that we protect agriculture in this country. Food doesn't just appear in the grocery store. People actually have to own farms. They have to work farms. They have to produce products that go into the grocery store. So with there being that disconnect, it's really important that the state legislatures take initiative and are very proactive in protecting agriculture. So I think we're going to see a ton of initiatives, everything from right to farm acts to ensuring that the health of the animals and protection of the animals that are owned by farmers, so that in disasters or in emergency situations or misleading information by activist groups that the animals are not transported out of state. I think we'll see some others that are requiring the activists to actually report, in the cases of these undercover videos, rather than just being able to walk away and promote a video that falsely represents an entire industry, that they actually are going to be held accountable for turning those videos over to authority and letting the people who understand animal agriculture do the investigations. So
it seems like
no shortage.
So you mentioned the undercover video issue. It seems like that in a lot of ways the public has gotten a little less stirred up each time one of these videos has been released. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it seems like they don't have quite the impact maybe they had, say, 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, I think most people who know a farmer or who actually see, have the opportunity and really learn about the farm community, they understand the farmers love their animals and that they are in this business because they love their animals. The videos, I think, they're meant to shock and awe the public. They're meant to gross people out. They're meant to disparage the industry so that you discredit the farm community. And I think, over and over, we've seen measures taken by the farms to say, look, we understand we had an employee who did something bad. We take full ownership of that. We've taken corrective measures. And I think that helps restore the trust of the public. So they're not getting the attention. They're not getting the credibility that the videos once had. And I think it's a good thing. And it's unfortunate the activists feel that in order to promote their agenda, that they have to use these videos to really disparage a great industry. We all like to eat, and it's unfortunate that they use such a dishonorable tactic to try to disparage and drive their agenda.
She's the top hired hand for the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Kay Johnson Smith joining us today. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.